Tragedies like the mass killings in Paris can serve as, among many other things, reminders of how connected New Hampshire is to the rest of the world. Sarah Cuttree is a journalism student at Dartmouth College. She's studying abroad in Ireland, but for the last 8 days has been on holiday in Paris. She joins me now to share some of what she saw and heard following the attacks there. Sarah, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
What was the first indication you had that these attacks were going on?
I was at a restaurant at the time, and the staff were speaking a lot with the customers, their phones, and I overheard someone say shooting. So I asked a waitress what was going on, and she told me there had been more than one. So at that point, people were requesting if they could stay because the activity was just north of where we were. There were sirens and emergency vehicles going down the street. And so the wait staff were letting people stay.
Now, when you hear shooting, that can mean a lot of different things. It could be one isolated incident. But when did you start to realize, I guess, the magnitude of what was happening?
Actually happened through text from home. I got a text from someone that was 100 hostages, ?, and I didn't know what they were referring to. And concern messages, are you okay? Are you okay? This was also the point where they started pulling down the iron shutters in the restaurant and pulled down a screen and put on a French news channel.
Text messages from people who are in other parts of the world describing things that are going on just down the road, essentially, from where you're at. And they seem to know more about what's going on than you're able to know.
They knew completely more than I did. And actually, a lot of them were keeping me safe, actually, in a way. I would ask people, what neighborhood do you hear things are going on in? Keep me updated, please, is what I was asking. And I had about 5 people that were doing that for me.
How long was it then before those metal shutters went back up and you ended up leaving the restaurant and going back out into the city?
I think it was only about 20 minutes. At that time, Jeff Charlotte was my Dartmouth professor and supervisor, was en route because he wanted to make sure I got home safe. So when he arrived, I left. And when I left, everyone who was still working there also left at the same time. The entire quad or square was closed down by this point, which was, you know, only 11:30 at night, maybe. We started going west, and we were approached by a man on the street who told us not to go that way, that there were 7 men with guns that way, and shoot us in the opposite direction. We ended up going the other direction a ways and then south only a couple blocks and hiding out in a bar that was still open and corresponding with people back home trying to figure out what was going on in the areas around us and if we could get around them safely.
You mentioned your professor, Jeff Charlotte, who was also in Paris, and he posted a picture on his Instagram account today that said that he went to the sites of the attacks and he said, I wasn't really there to report. I wasn't even really there to try and make sense of what had happened. I was simply just looking. I just wanted to see it.
I actually went with him to the Bataclan, which is the theater, which was the site of at least the deadliest attack. I also just wanted to see with my own eyes, and also there were flowers that were set up, and that was worth seeing, yes, but it was much more important to see the people that were putting the flowers down and see everyone gathered together, even though Paris has said that there can be no public gatherings during this time. There were still maybe 50 more or so people passing through by those barricades and leaving flowers and messages. That was important to see.
Well, Sarah, thanks so much for taking the time, and take care.
Thank you.
That was Sarah Cuttree, a journalism student at Dartmouth College, sharing some of what she saw and heard in the aftermath of the mass killings in Paris.